Λευκό 87,7. Η συνέντευξη που μας έδωσε ο Πάροφ Στέλλαρ το Σάββατο 18 Ιουνίου, λίγο πριν τη συναυλία του στο Release Athens 2022. Μαζί του και ο τραγουδιστής του, Λίαν Ντουζ.
How does it feel to be on the road again?
Well, it's amazing. I had the feeling that I woke up in a cultural coma. So back to reality, and yeah, it's. What do you feel?
Yeah, it's. I mean, this is our livelihood. You know, it's there's nothing like walking out on that stage, and especially festivals. I really missed the festivals. You know, small concerts are always great, but this is like something, another beast. You know,
another beast.
It's another beast.
And everybody's waiting for concerts and things to go back on track again. So,
Well, I think the people are as hungry as we are, you know. And culture and music is something that people need. For it's even that important than food, I think.
Yes, given the times we live.
Yeah.
After a pandemic and post situations with. How does it feel to be back in Greece?
Well, I said it before. For me, it's always a feeling like coming home.
Okay.
For him, it's coming home. Yeah, this is kind of a family business, you know. But I'm always a bit nervous when I play in Austria, in my home, and also when I play in Greece, because the expectations are going high.
Okay, you said in an interview we had with you in Lefko 2 months ago. But you're preparing something special for the Greek audience.
Yeah.
Is this right?
Yeah, it's true.
Share any details, or we have to wait.
I think they have
Can
to.
You
wait.
Share
I
details?
Think you have to wait. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he is guilty. He is guilty.
Okay.
It was his plan. He started
really
his plan. You know.
Yeah. if we go any further into this, it's going to give it away. But it was something we kind of talked about, and we had to kind of push Parav into saying yes.
Okay, I think I know something.
Oh, you do?
I can think of something.
Of something or something?
Something. Okay.
Nice.
Another question about your album. Your previous album was much more darker than this one. This is more optimistic.
Yeah.
Did you decide to go there intentionally, or you guess that you have to follow your feelings?
I just follow the path that my heart showed me, you know. And the Voodoo Sonic was a hard time for me, to be honest. I mean, COVID came, I had my divorce, so it was my business, my private life, everything was really complicated at the time. And so I decided to have my demons on Spotify or on canvas. So I paint my demons or compose my demons. But I would say the Moonlit Love Affair comes with a much more positive feeling, and it was kind of waking up for me, and here we are. I feel good.
Do you feel more productive when you have a hard time, or when life is easy with you?
It depends. When you're really down in the valley, you're not productive, but when you're starting to take off a little bit again, then it comes that you digest everything that happened. But in the valley, you're not. Then you have to suffer, and I'm good in it.
Okay. In your new album, there are some sounds like electronica, electro swing, or some pop. How do you combine all the sound to more uniformed?
I have no idea, just do what I love to do, and sometimes I wake up in the morning and I'm in the mood of doing a bit more swing stuff or jazzy stuff, and then I'm more into electronic stuff. So I think it's a burden for let's say artists who are very successful, that they always have to repeat what they did before because it was successful. So how can you manage it that you do different things and still be successful? And that's a challenge, you know? And the first step in this challenge is, for me, be brave and trust in yourself, and trust maybe also in failing. I do what I love to do, and this is what, as an artist, that's my, how can I say, I don't have the English word, that's my, I don't even have the German word.
Mantra, maybe. That's what? Your mantra?
No.
I guess that after all these times you've been here in Greece, you could...
Maybe you'll find a great word, yeah.
You could find a good word for
that's,
that.
That's the purpose of an artist, I think, to stay authentic.
Yeah. And you always take care of your guest vocalists. You always have nice voices in your songs. Yeah. Is there any time that a guest vocalist has changed what you have in mind about a song?
That's a good question.
Take you to a different, whole different path.
Well, if so, I never would. No. Yes, of course. I think it's always that vocals completely change an instrumental, and it could be the other way around as well. And I think this is really the highest form of a symbiotic relationship in music between an instrumental and a singer. So what I see is, for example, when I work with Andus, he's such a professional guy on the one hand that makes it easy to work, but on the other hand, I feel that you always bring your inside out, and you still can negotiate with me, because sometimes when you bring your inside out and somebody says, I'm not sure, but oh, this is my guy, okay, you don't know.
Right.
So, and this is very helpful.
But I can say that when I hear any song of yours with Lee's vocals, I can still hear you as I know you and Lee as I know him.
Yeah.
So you both have your own personalities and you combine your personalities to a new one. Mm-hmm. It's very nice.
This is why it works, I think, really. We have a really big respect for each other as our own artists. I think that's really a big deal.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Do you know that here in Greece we call you by Greek name?
Really?
Yeah, they told me.
Okay.
But something like Papa says that.
What is it?
It's Stelios.
Stelios?
Yeah, from Stellara.
Yeah?
Somebody calls you Stelios, but not only Stellaras.
Stellaras. Like, what does it mean?
Big Stelios.
Right.
So I'm close to the Olymp?
Yeah. You have the best view.
Yeah, I have a good view.
So that's it, guys.
Cool. Yeah. I feel honored. I really feel honored. Thank you so much.
Once again for
thank you
for your.